workman from the fixer to go in kad in the base of kader. If you have your jug from the person who fixes the jugs. To the kois, if you have your cup, the base of zog from the glassman, you want to fix your cup, you went to him, you fixed it. Avoloids, she allowed to bring these things home. These things are poshut, because the tzarech hamoyed, if you need your cup for yomtiv, that's mutter. There's the kad, the kois, the tzarech hamoyed, these are tzarech hamoyed, it's mutter. But you can't pick up your wool from the dyer. And you can't pick up kelim from the beisumin. Also, these are things that you don't need the tzarecha yomtiv. But if you don't have what to eat, then noisim lois chori, you allow to pay him, and leave it by him. If the workman doesn't have what to eat, so you allow to go and pay him on cholamoyin, but don't pick it up, leave it by him. If you don't trust him, though, you're allowed to take it home. But again, don't take it home into your house at Samara Sayim, but rather just leave it outside, leave it in the house. Again, if you don't trust him, is supposed to leave it by the house next to him. If the next door neighbor, wherever it is, you're afraid they'll be stolen from there, then you're allowed to mevi in the bitzina, the betoich beisai. You're allowed to take it on privately into your own house. So, kiss, you see, certain times you're allowed to pick up your things from the fixer if you're afraid he's going to steal it. So, the kids say that's a terror. It's that our Mishnah says you're not allowed to. That's with maminoi. You trust him, you can't pick it up on cholamoid. Can't be shein maminoi. If you don't trust him, you're allowed to pick it up on cholamoid. So Gemara says, good, tirachta mevin. You answer the theory about bringing home. One says yes, one says no, you have a good answer. But malich and kasha, but it's a kasha about if you can bring it to the tailors or not. Tiktoni, our Mishnah says, ein mevin, v'koshchen shen malichin. Our Mishnah says you can't pick up your clothing from the tailors, so for sure, you can't bring it to the tailors in Cholamoid. And there the Mishnah says, you lie to bring it and take it back. So how do you answer bringing it to the tailors? What's the heter to bring it? There should be no heter, even if you don't trust him, so don't give it to him. Yeah, what's the heter to bring it to him on Chol HaMoed? Come on, the real teretz is like we said before, that one is on Erev Pesach and one is on Chol HaMoed. On Erev Pesach there, you're allowed to take it to the cleaners and allowed to pick up from the cleaners. But on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to take it to the cleaners and you're not allowed to pick it up from the cleaners either on Chol HaMoed. You have to come on that the Mishnah says it's mutter is talking about Erev Pesach, and here that it says it's osur is talking about cholamoid. But the Mishnah says mechafin esak tziyos bekash. If you have ketziyos, that means you have things drying out dates on your fields on cholamoid, and you're afraid now it may rain, so you're allowed to cover it up mechafin esak tziyos bekash. You're allowed to take straw and cover up the drying out dates on your fields with straw. Let it stand. It's a tircha, it's mutter on cholamoid. It's called tzarech, it's mutter. We have Yehuda Roimer af mavin. Yehuda says you can even put a thick layer of kash, of straw on top of it. Not just on a chap and a little bit of a cover, but you can almost put a pile it up on top to cover it well. Moichrei peirois ksus vekelim moichrei betzina. The tzarech hamoid. If somebody sells fruits, or a person that sells suits, or any type of kelim, you're allowed to be open on Chol HaMoed if what you're selling is a Tzarech HaMoed. Otherwise, you're not allowed to be open on Chol HaMoed. Mikra Din. Could be the other Haterim. And Mikra Din, the Mishnah, you're only allowed to sell things on Chol HaMoed that people need to use on Chol HaMoed, like Peiris or Ksus. Guy needs a suit for Yom Tov. It's allowed to buy it on Chol HaMoed. Ros Kelim, you want to have your shoes, your socks, your hat. So the store has to do a Betzina. We'll soon see what that means. You can't leave your doors open like a regular weekday. You have to sell Betzina. Rashi says Betzina means because even though you're buying a suit, but people think that you're selling things, they'll think some a guy's coming to buy a suit for next week. That's awesome. So you have to sell it Betzina. It has to be done Betzina. We'll soon see what that means. Now, you only sell the suits or the payers, Litzarech HaMoed. Had Tzaydin, a hunter, for you had the Shoshos, people that chop up, grind up the wheat. They chop up the wheat to make cereal out of it. For you had Groysos, Rashi Shatechlin, Pulin, the Greasin, you chop up beans for the Greasin, is Oysen Betzin, Litzarech HaMoed. These type of works, you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, because what you're doing is a Tzarech HaMoed, but you do it privately. Rabbi Yossi Leimer, hey Mechmir Alatzman. If Yossi says the Riva Machmir, the hunters and the Daishoisois, they were Machmir not to do it at all on Cholomoyd. Tzmura says, now first of all, the first part of the Mishnah. It says again, if you have your ktsiyas, you have your dates that are drying out on the fields, and you're afraid it may rain now in Cholomoyd, you're allowed to start to cover them up with kash, with straw. So Tanakama says only Lashon of Mechapin. And if you just said a strong Lashon of Mavin. So what's the difference? Pligibor Rabbi Chia bar Abba of Rabbi Asi. V'tavayu Mishmei Dechizkiya. Rabbi Yochanan. The name of Chizkiya in Rabbi Yochanan. That Chadama once said like this. What does Mechapin mean? Aklushi. It means covering it up one leaf by one leaf. Rashi is Aklushi Shemachaseya Be'anofim Ruchokim. Zem Yized Lehevi Kisa Gomer. You're not even putting a complete layer on top of these dried out figs. Just putting one leaf and a little bit away, another leaf, another piece of straw, not even close together. What does Rabbi Yehuda say then in Mishnah Ma'avin? That means asmuchi. You make a good one layer of covering on top of it. Rashi, asmuchi means anofim somach zilazir. You put the leaves close one next to another. Devi kisa gomer. Kopron and putting one layer of straw on top of the dates. That's what Rabbi Yehuda's matter. The Chadama one says no. Mechafin, that all goes into the word of mechafin. Even Tanakama holds this mutter. That means to cover it means ben aklushi, ben asmuchi. Whether it's the layer is tight, whether the layer is a weak layer, both of them goes into lashon mechafin. Aklushi and asmuchi, whether they're close together the leaves or they're a little apart, both go into the word of mechafin. Then what does Yehuda mean by ma'avin? He says the big chiddush. He could even cover it up ma'avin. That means oisin oisa kimin kri. I make mamish a pile of shur on top of smutu. Well, oisin kimin kri. You can make a kri there. Rashi machnisa oisin biyacha kadeshiu noichel lichsois. In other words, you could put all the dates, pile the dates together, make the dates into a kri, and then put all the covering on top of it, it'll cover it much better, so you can make a better covering. That's what Ma'avin means. Tanya Nami Hochi. Ma'avin, what does Ma'avin mean? Oise, oisa, kim and kri. You make the pile of dates into one big bundle, one big pile, and then you pile the straw on top of it, cover it very well. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. This is all called like a tovar ovud right now, so you're allowed to do this tirchon cholamoid. You have already the dates there, and if you don't cover up, it'll get ruined. So therefore, you're allowed to do this tirchon cholamoid. Right, then the Mishnah says, moichrei peiros ksus v'kelem moichrei mitzina. A person that has a fruit store, he's allowed to be open on cholamoid, but he has to sell things mitzina. Then the Mishnah says also the tzaydin, they will mach upon themselves not to do it all. That they didn't do anything on Cholamoid. They were mach upon themselves these hunters that they did it betzina. Toshma, moichrei peiros ksus v'kelim moichrei betzina tzorchamoid. People have these stores that sell things that people need for Yom Tov. You're allowed to be open and sell, but they have to sell a betzina. Rabbi Yossi says, Tagre Tferia, Heinechmir Alatzmon Shlo Yiyo Moichrin Kolikr. So you see, the Chumra of those people were, they didn't sell at all. Not only they did a bit sinner, but they did not sell at all. Another case is, Saide Chayes Vioifis. People that hunt animals and birds. Vidogam a fish. Tzodin, you're allowed to catch them on Cholomoy, because you need it for Yomtif. Bitsinner, do it Bitsinner. But Sarah Chamoyd, what you need for Yomtif, you're allowed to catch on Cholomoy. Rabbi Yossi Yomer saw the Yaku, the hunter that lived in Aku, hey nechmir al atzman, they were machmir upon themselves, shelo yiyo tzodin kolikur. They did not go to hunt at all on Cholomoid. The Shushay Chilka, people used to crack up the grinders of Chilka, this is wheat, chopped into two, Targis chopped into three, Vetisne chopped into four, was Doshishim Betzina. This is where they used to chop up the wheat, they were allowed to do it privately. And also, if you need this wheat now, you need the grain for Yom Tov, for Cholamoid, it's Mutter. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, the Shushi Tzipori, the people living in Tzipori, the grinders there in Tzipori, hey Nechmir Alatzma, they were machmir upon themselves, Shloyil Doshishin Kolikur. They did not do any type of grinding at all on Cholamoid. So, Mekitzi, you see that the Tzad, the machmir was not only to do it for Tzinor, but they didn't do it at all. Amr Abaye, Abaye says like this, Chilka, you know what Chilka is? Chilka is Chad Latarti. Yeah, Chilka, we had before, but they used to grind up the different names of Chilka means you have the wheat chopped up into two. Chad, one piece of wheat like chopped into two. Targus means chad latlas. They chopped up the wheat into three pieces. Tisni means chad liarb. Notice this was coarse type of flour. It wasn't fine flour. It was coarse type of flour. Kiyosti Rav Dimi Yomer, but Dini said no, kunta. All this goes on kunta means spelt. There is not type of wheat the way you grind it up one to two or to three. It's regular ground up wheat, but ground up spinner, not wheat spelt. Shrashi kunta kaisamis. Shaloisis and nois and hainu chilka. Chilka means the spelt that's ground up, regular spelt. Not the wheat that's cracked into two, but rather regular spelt. It's also a mindogan, one of the chamesh saminim. It's more than this. Meis v'abakash renew. Chilka targus v'tisni. Alokhar is tmeyim b'chol mokum. In this type of flour, wherever it is, whether in the big cities or the small cities, it's tmeyim b'chol mokum. So Lachar is like this. In other words, there was once water that went in contact with it. So it has huch shakabu tumma, and now it's makabu tumma wherever it is. So bishleim leman diyam echad letarti letlos liyarbom mishemachi tmeyim b'chol mokum diachshurei. Because for sure, I have a hechsher to it. There had to be you soaked it in water first. Otherwise, you can't do this. The Rashi says, "Tamei b'chol mokum, mekablim tumah, bein mekforim, bein mekrochem. Whether in the small towns or the big towns, the kai malon, soyle shob nekrochem. Real pure flour from nekrochem, the big cities, takam mekablim tumah. Shulch shru b'mayim, because first it went through water. Mashenkin ubnei kforim, the hick towns, ein makpidim asos nekir. They don't care about having clean flour. Lusas b'mayim, they didn't first soak in the water. V'soyle shalem tor. Therefore, their pure flour is tor." But my shaking it means you chopped up the wheat, each kernel, into two. You can only do that by first soaking it. So therefore it's good. Regular flour, bikforim is takator. It didn't come in contact with water. But chilke means you chopped up the wheat into two, or into three, into four. The only way you can do that is first soaking it in water. So therefore it's good. It says, b'chol mokum is makabotuma. Elo leman diyam odo kunta, but according to the man diyam echilka, doesn't mean you chopped up the wheat into two. It just means it's regular, pure, fine flour, but made from spelt, not made from wheat. Or if it's other kashrut, then amay tamei mechol mokum. Why is it tummy all over? Olay is kashru. It didn't come in contact with water. The people in the Bnei Kforim, in the Hick towns, they don't soak it first in water to make that pure flour. See, if so, if kunta, if echilka means kunta, so why is the makabu tumah? So Moran says, Kagarin de Makalfun. We're talking about they peeled it first. That spelt, they didn't chop up, ground up the pure spelt. They first peeled it. And when you want to peel the spelt, is the lav, the shara, lubamaya. If not for first after soaking in water, well, you have a Makalfun, you can't peel it. So in order to peel it, it has to be soaked in water first. But the Gemara of my car, lechilka, why is it called chilka? The shokil chokayu. Because it's taken off like its coat. The cholak means the coat. No, you took off the covering off the wheat. You took off the coat, off the spill. The chilkayo, it was peeled. But the more we have a kasha. Ha noide min adogun. Someone makes a neder not to have enjoyment, not to eat dogun. Locher is aser af apula mitzri. He's also dogun means any type of a cereal like. Any type of thing of the Chamesh Shemini make into cereal, so it's also the pula mitzri with the beans of mitzri, yovish, the dry ones, the mutter balach. Mashenk with the lach, wet ones, that's mutter. Oh, mutter be oros, you're allowed to have it with rice, he's mutter with rice, the chilka ve targets ve tisni. He's also mutter to have chilka targets ve tisni. So much like this. Bishtem leman diyom echad letarti. If chilka means you chopped up the wheat into two, or else chad letlos, targus means chopped it up into three. The chad liarbo, tisni means you chopped it up into four, shapir. The nafkulumater is dogin. It didn't go into the name of dogin yet. Dogin means fine flour, like fine cereal. That's what people mean when they say the word dogin. Mashing here is very coarse flour. It's only the wheat chopped into one, two, or three. It's not so coarse, it's not so fine. So that's not lushin of dogin. It's good boy, you're allowed to eat it. Ela lamandi yamakunta, but mandi yamar it says, chilka just means spelt flour, it doesn't mean it's coarse. It just means it's spelt, not regular wheat. So dogan malyo, it's regular good cereal. Why is the mutter? Markasha and echnami. Here it's mashma that when you ask a dogan, you mean to ask a chilka also. So mashma, okay, it says when you ask a dogan, it's mutter bechilka. So it's mashma, chilka is not fine flour. Because any fine flour, that goes into dogan. So mashma chilka is very coarse flour, it doesn't go into the name of dogan. Fight the Rafuna Shorilhu Lahani Krufaiso. Lemezo Lizvunik Yuchayu. He was mad to them, Rashi says, Krufaiso means Merchrib Summon. People that were selling spices, smelling spices, is he mad to them to sell it on Cholamoid in a normal manner. Shorilhu Lahani Krufaiso Lemezo Lizvunik Yuchayu. The shuk, they go around the shuk and sell it normally. Eser of Kanav Kanav has a kasher on him. It says, Chanus, if you have a store. Psuchel Esatyov, if it's only opened up to a side street, the locher is Paseach Vano Kadarkoi. You're allowed to open it up and close it in a normal manner in Chol HaMoed. Well, that's called Bitzina. Since it's not opened up to a Shisarabim, it's only opened up to a side street, you're allowed to keep your store open. Psuchel of a Shisarabim, if your store is opened up to a Shisarabim on the main street, like most of our stores all are, the locher is then like this. Really, it's only Paseach Achas. You have to open up one door, v'noyel achas, and one door has to be closed. There has to be a shinu in the way you come into the store. Usually you have two doors opening up, the two doors, so one door has to stay closed, and one door has to be open. That's the shinu you have to do. Mashenka, the regular way, you're not going to leave the door open. Shrashi, paseach, delasech, delasechon. Avo kadarka loy, ein amoycha kadarka, not allowed to sell in a normal manner. Because people have to have a hecker there, that trey is chol amoyed, and you're only allowed to buy things, l'tzarech amoyed, you shouldn't go out there and buy a 50-pound bag of potatoes. We don't even use 10 pounds now. You're not allowed to buy more than you need for chol amoyed. So therefore, it has to be a hecker, it has to be nicker in the store, that trey is chol amoyed. Mashen king, there of Yom Tov Achron, the last day of Yom Tov Shochag, Moitzi Umati Rashuki here, the Paris Bishul covered Yom Tov Achron. Hey, on Erev Yom Tov Achron, that means on Hashanah Rabbah, then you're allowed to go out and put all the foods out in the Shuk, because people buy a lot to cover Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres. So Bishul covered Yom Tov Achron, it's Mutter. So the Diyuk is, if they covered Yom Tov Achron in, the only time you're allowed to go out to the Shuk and sell things outside in the Shuk is only Mishum Shmini Atzeres. But Shloi Bifnei Yom Tov Achron Loi, but if not for the person of Shemini Atzeres, it's also. So how come Rafuna was mad for his people that selling Krufaisam to go and sell out in the Shuk? How was he mad to sell it outside? Versus Lakasha. Ho Beteri, Ho Betavzen. Depends on what you're selling. So Rashi says, Ho Beteri fruits, Sheesh Lochosh, Sheesh Lachshad, Sheakarna Letzerach Yomai Sashona. We have to be afraid fruits could stay, they don't get spoiled in one day. Maybe the person is taking it home to use it for Yomai Sashona the rest of the year. For a long time, and that's also to sell to buy in Chol HaMoed. Therefore, you have to have a shinu to realize how you're buying only for Yom Tov and not for more. Mashenkin Tavlin are like spices, Rashi learns, Moichrin Kedarkoi. That you're allowed to sell in a normal manner. Kagoin Kruva Kashinin. So Rashi says, cabbages it means here. Toizog, the Toiz says that the Tavlin is not called Kruv. Tavlin means something very sharp. Toiz says it means rather. Minei b'samen, Rashi, first of all, type of, b'samen means, spices. It's a steer in Rashi. First Rashi says it means minei merchi b'samen. But the same is further. Now we're saying, tablin, merchi dakim, going kruva kashinim, nakil yodim, shatarach amayedhein, b'leka chashodin, shayin, ruin l'skayim, muka chafilim, afasim, mutter. These things don't stay a long time, so now they're right away, so everybody knows clearly what you're buying it now for is only for chol amayed. So therefore this you could sell openly, b'fahesia. But anything that could be sold, the lav dafka going to use it today on Chol HaMoed, maybe the person is going to use it for later, the next week, you're not allowed to have your store open in a normal manner. You have to have a shino, you have to have one door closed and one door opened. But most of our stores now are bagoyim, it's not so gefelich. If you have a Jewish store, talk chur, it's a shalom, why they don't do like this? Chol HaMoed, you have to have a shino on the door, what?
You're allowed to go to buy exactly.
That's a shalom, what's the matter? Yeah. It's a shalom. Shalom is showing him here who the din is upon. The din is upon the one that's buying it. Pasha the din is in the seller. The one that has the store, that's where he has to have the store. But if you don't have a place to go, you will have to go there. Question, if you have a choice, which one to go, maybe then you should go to the supermarket. If you have a choice to go to a Jewish store, to go to a Goyish store, buy the same food, maybe here could be better to go to a Goyish store then. Could be. When you do go buying things, foods, and Chol HaMoed, you have to only buy what you need for Yom Tov and not for later. You can't do your weekly shopping on Chol HaMoed to the Dafka buy now things for later. That's also. It's only mutter to buy on Chol HaMoed for what you need on Chol HaMoed itself. Question is, if you buy a 5 bag of 5 pound of potatoes and you only need 1 pound, could be the heter to buy 5 pounds. If 5 pounds come cheaper, that's not the pshat you're buying for later. Now the 5 pound bag is cheaper right now, so that's cool, you're buying right now the 5 pounds. But to buy 2 pounds, 2 5-bags, that's also. You want to stack up 1 5-bag for this week, 1 5-bag for next week, to save yourself terech and not to go next week, that's also. That you should do in Chol HaMoed. Yehadim Alecha Mishofach. So the Mishnah. These are the people that have a heter to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. The Stamas know it's also to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. We'll see in the Gemara why. But these people have a heter. Habob of Dinas Hayom. Somebody got off the ship. The ship landed in America on Chol HaMoed. You're traveling for 2 weeks already. Or else in the Beis HaShivya, somebody was captured. And now he got freed on Chol HaMoed. By Yitzhak Beis HaSurim, else you were in prison. And they let you go free now. For Yamanuda, somebody was a nidui. He was set aside, he couldn't take a haircut. Shetiru lechachomim, chom will matter is nidui now in Chol HaMoed. V'chein mi shenishal lechachem. If somebody also had a nedr upon himself, not to take a haircut. And he was matter of a mishnishal lechachem v'hutar. And then the chomim gave him a heter on Chol HaMoed. So now the first time he has a right to take a haircut. That a nozir and mitzorah first became Torah now in Chol HaMoed, or mitzorah now became Torah in Chol HaMoed. So these people have a right to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Since they couldn't do it before Yom Tov, they have a right to do it on Chol HaMoed. These are the people that have a right to wash their clothing on Chol HaMoed. Minastam, you're not allowed to wash your clothing on Chol HaMoed. Only these people are allowed to. The same thing, Habom Dinas Hayom. So the ship lands on Chol HaMoed, that you couldn't wash your clothing before, so you're allowed to wash them now on Chol HaMoed. The Beis HaShivya, you were captured before, now you got freed, you can wash your clothing. But Yitzhak Beis HaSurim, you were put in prison, and now you came out on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to wash your clothing. But Manu did the same thing, you were Benidui, that you're not allowed to wash your clothing then, Shatir Lechachomim, V'chein Mi Shenish Lechachom V'Huter, same thing, you had a neder not to do it, and now the Chachom was mad to you, or else Matfechois, Hayadayim, a towel that you wash your hands with. That there the svar is kisei that it always gets dirty. So even if you washed it before Yom Tov, it doesn't help you, it'll still get dirty again on Yom Tov. So you're allowed to wash on Chol HaMoed. Mitzvachas asvarim, the barber's sheet is allowed to wash it also on Chol HaMoed. Mitzvachas asvug, by the bathhouse, the towels they use there also is allowed to wash on Chol HaMoed, because kisei the people use it. Hazovin v'hazovas v'anidois. A person that was a zav or a zovis nisha or a nidois v'al yodois. The lady to give birth, that was Tomei. But Cholayla mitamos latar. Anybody was Tomei and now wants to become Tor, he's a reelu matarin. They're also allowed to wash their clothing now. Veshar kolada masurin. But everybody else taker is also to wash the clothing on Chol HaMoed. All right, all the reasons clear. We'll see in the Gemara exactly why it's usher and why for these people it's matar. All right, we'll stop here. In the third pair, really holding off a few dollars. Just taught the Mishnah over again. Again, the class. V'yelu megalchem b'moyed. These are people who have heter to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Habom medina sayom, come over the ship, come from the ship over the yam. When they say shviya, you're captured. V'yotzim beis asurim, come out of jail. V'yam menuda, you're nidui, jatir lachachomim. The chomu mati, you want Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to take a haircut. V'chemi shenish lachachom, you had a ned not to take a haircut. And you went to the Chacham, he was Mati, Nedim, and Chol HaMoed, V'Huter, and he was Matri, V'Hanozir, V'Hametzoyram, Mitumos L'Tarosoy. A Nozir, that he finishes the Zeros and Chol HaMoed, he could take a haircut. There also Metzoyram, that he became from his tomb, and now he became Tor, he could take a haircut also. V'Elu Mechavsim HaMoed, these are people that they could wash their clothing on Chol HaMoed, the same thing, Habom, Dinas, Hayom, V'Esashviyam,